Mishan, please welcome him on the stage.
네, 여러분 안녕하십니까?
Hello everyone.
아, 정말 음악이 너무 놀랍지요.
The music is so amazing, right?
아, 정말 쉽게 들을 수 있는 음악이 아닙니다.
Really, it's not music that we can easily come by.
너무 아름다웠습니다.
It was such beautiful music.
여러분 기쁘죠?
Everyone, you're happy, right?
저 이번에 한 주간 너무 행복했습니다.
And so I was so happy this week.
저 뭐야? 그냥 집에 끝내기가 너무 아깝습니다.
And so it's a bit of a loss that we have to end it this way.
예, 정말 감사합니다.
So I'm so thankful.
오늘 요한복음 9장에 있는 말씀을 읽겠습니다.
Tonight, let's look at the words of John chapter
9. 1절부터 읽겠습니다.
Let's start reading from verse 1.
요한복음 9장을 찾으시기 바랍니다.
Please open to the words of John chapter 9.
하셨으면 제가 읽겠습니다.
If you found it, I'll begin reading.
예수께서 길로 가실 때 날 때부터 소경된 사람을 보신지라.
And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
제자들이 물어가되 랍비여, 이 사람 소경을 난 네 죄로 인함이오니까, 자기 오니까, 그 부모 오니까.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, or that he was born blind?
예수께서 대답하시되 이 사람이나 그 부모가 죄를 범한 것이 아니라 그에게서 하나님의 하시는 일을 나타내고자 하십니다.
Jesus answered, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
때가 아직 낮음에 나를 보내신 이의 일을 우리가 해야 하리라. 밤이 오리니 그때 아무도 일할 수 없느니라.
I must work the works in him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
내가 세상에 있는 동안에는 세상의 빛이로라.
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
이 말씀하여 땅에 침을 뱉어 진흙을 이어 그의 눈에 바르시고.
When he thus spoke, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he appointed anointed the eyes of the blind man which was with the clay.
이르시되 실로암 보좌가 시설하시니 실로암 보좌 보냄을 받았다는 뜻이라. 이에가 씻고 밝은 눈으로 왔더라.
And he said unto him, Go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way thereof, therefore, and washed and came seeing.
이후 사람들과 전에 제가 그린 것 보았던 사람들 가로되 이는 앉아 구걸하던 자가 아니냐.
The neighbors therefore, they that which were before had seen him, that he was blind, said, It is not that he had sat and begged.
혹은 그 사람을 하며 혹은 아니라 그와 비슷하거나 제 말이 내가 그러라니.
Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he.
제 어머 때 내가 내 눈이 어떻게 떠졌느냐.
Therefore said unto them, How are thy eyes open?
대답하여 예수는 그 사람의 진흙을 이겨 내 눈에 바르고 나더러 실로암 가서 씻으라 하기에 가서 씻으니 보게 되었노라.
He answered and said, A man his name called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight.
저희 가서 그 어디 있느냐 가서 알지 못하노라 하니라.
Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not.
예, 이 성경을 보면은 하나님과 우리가 맺은 그 관계가 너무 신비하게 되어 있습니다.
Everyone, if you look at the Bible, the relationship that we have with God, it's made to be so fascinating.
사람들은 결혼해서 자식들을 낳습니다.
So people, they get married and then they have kids.
우리 며느리가 결혼해서 아기 셋을 낳았는데.
So my daughter-in-law, she got married and she had three kids.
첫 번째 아들을 낳았습니다.
So she gave birth to the first son.
보통 이제 한국 사람 한 명 놓고 많이 나이 둘 낳는데.
Usually Koreans they only have like one at most maybe two.
제가 며느리고 시집 왔을 때 한 다섯 낳아라 예 하고 말씀.
But as soon as my daughter-in-law came into our household, I told her, "Hey, I have five kids," and she says, "Yes."
네, 두 번째 딸을 낳았고.
And the second was a daughter.
세 번째 아들을 낳았어요.
And the third was a son.
야, 그게 너무 신비한 것은.
But the really fascinating thing about this.
우리 며느리가 그 셋째 막내를 그렇게 사랑스러워해요.
Is that my daughter-in-law? She really loves the third child, the last one.
그거 안 낳았으면 어쩔 뻔했노 싶은 거예요.
And so I thought to myself, what would have happened if she hadn't had him?
정말 그 자기가 세 번째 아기를 그렇게 사랑하고. 못 살아 내가 봐도.
And so no matter how much I see her, really, she cannot live without her. She cannot live without him at all.
저는 이제 나이가 늙어서 이제 손자를 보는데
And
봤는데.
So, me being old, I was able to have grandkids.
이야기를 하면 이야기거리가 많아요.
And so for me to talk, I have lots to talk about.
마지는 이제 원래 이제 한국 나이 17살인데.
And so then the very first one, he's about 17 now in Korean age.
생일이 되면 운전면허를 딸 수 있대요.
And they say say that now that it becomes his birthday, he's able to get a driver's
license. And
so then the moment that he gets his driver's license, he says he's going to drive my car around.
And
so then his father, when he was in the third
grade, when I
would drive my car around and I have my son there, he would watch me carefully.
Dad,
let me drive the car.
할 수 있어요.
I can drive
아, too. 배웠어요.
I learned how to drive.
그날부터 자동 열쇠 잘 감춰뒀습니다.
From that moment on, I had to hide my car keys.
정말 그 아이들 그리고 그 솔직한 얘기로 여기 우리 교회 그 아이들 참 예쁜 아이들 많아요.
And so honest to say, a lot of the kids here at our church, they're very cute.
근데 그 혈육이라서 그런지 몰라도
maybe because this is because of blood
우리 교회에 있는 아이들이 그렇게 예쁜데도 우리 손자만큼 안 예쁜 거예요.
You know they're all cute and they look nice but they're not as cute as my grandkids.
뉴욕에 가서 만나면 갔는데 그 아이들이 한 몇 명 있는데
and so I went to New York Mannheim and there were a few kids that were there.
그는 그 이제 같이 이 교회 안에 사는 아이들이 학교 갔다 오면 같이 지내고 그러는데
and most of these kids they all live together so they go to school together and they came back.
그 아이들이 한 번도 다투거나 짜증
But I've never seen them get frustrated at each other or get mad at each other.
어떻게 아이들이 저럴까?
How could the kids be like that?
근데 거기 매점 있더라고요.
And I saw there was a snack shop.
매점에 데려왔어요.
So what I did is I took them to the snack shop. I said, everybody come.
아이스크림 사줬어요.
And then I all bought them ice cream.
40불 내고.
And then I gave $40.
그 다음에 또 두 번 사줬어요.
And I bought them actually twice.
그래도 우리 손자만 안 예쁘더라고요.
But even still then, they were not as cute as my grandkids.
그래서 이제 사람들은
And so people
우리 안세길 전사님이 이제 그 뭐야 애기 낳아가지고
And so Minister Ansegil, he also had a child.
얼마나 됐죠?
석 달 됐습니다.
석 달 됐어요.
So 3 months now.
어떻게 예뻐요 안 예뻐요?
예, 너무 예쁩니다. He's so cute.
야, 한국아 늘 아들 생각만 했어요? 애기 생각만 했어요?
예. He's thinking only about his kids.
그거 진짜 그런 거예요.
And so that's how it is actually.
그래서 여자는 아기를 많이 낳아야 돼.
And so the women they're supposed to have a lot of kids.
하나만 하는 사람 진짜 바보 같아요.
So I feel, you know, like the people that only have one kid, they're so dumb.
하여튼 아기를 많이 낳으면 참 좋습니다.
So anyhow, if you have a lot of kids, it's a very good thing.
옛날에 한 정성이 있었어요. 정성이란 건 옛날에 그 관리 이름인데.
So there was a master.
이 정성은 왕 아래 두 사람인데 우의정 좌의정에 두 사람인데 왕 다음에 제일 높은 사람이에요.
And so these are the people that are the next highest next to the king. They have the right and the left master.
근데 정성이 나타나면 다 이제 산천 초목이 벌벌 떨고 그래요.
And so whenever they arise and all the people that are under them, they would tremble to fear.
이 정성이 딸을 하나 낳았어요.
And so one of the masters, he had a daughter.
얼마나 예쁘겠어요.
And how beautiful would that be?
진짜 예뻤어요.
Really, the daughter was so beautiful.
옛날에 결혼 일찍 하는 편인데.
And so long time ago, they used to get married early.
정성이 딸이 결혼할 때가 돼가지고.
Right around the time when the daughter was about to get married.
누나 추선을 해서 좀 시골 경상도 좀 떨어진 곳에.
And so they introduced to somebody all the way in the countryside by 경상 province.
이제 고을 이제 한 고을의 한 작은 도시를 이제 다스리는 고을 원에 아들하고 혼사가 됐어요.
So it was actually the son of a town village leader, and so that's how they're able to be assigned to one another.
그래서 딸이 와서 하는 이 집에는 옛날 대가족지에 돌아서.
And so long time ago, they used to have extended families.
그 집 이제 고을 원님은 이제 자식이 많아요.
And so actually, the village leader's children they have many kids.
전부 이제 한 집에 사는 거예요.
And they all live in one house together.
이제 그 집으로 정성 딸이 시집을 갔어요.
And so that's the house that the master's daughter was able to get married to.
요즘 같으면 카카오톡 가지고 우리 손자 보세요 매일 만나고 하는데.
And so nowadays I use the Kakao message and I'm able to see my grandkids every day.
옛날 서울에서 경상도까지 말을 타도 막 며칠 걸리니까.
But a long time ago to go from Seoul all the way down to Gyeongsang province it takes few days with a horse.
만날 날이 없는 거예요.
And so it's very difficult for them to meet one another.
근데 이제 하루는 그 이제 사돈 되는 그 골원이 이제 그 뭐야 생일이 됐어요.
However, it was the birthday of the town leader.
그래서 그가 이제 매 그 생일 때 자기 사촌들 다 초대를 한 거예요.
And so when it's his birthday, then he would invite all of his relatives to come on over.
근데 그 가족들 전부 다가 이제 그 이제 그 가족들이 전부 다 그 뭡니까? 고을원이고 그러니까.
And because all the family members and being a relative, all the fact that he is a town leader.
이제 말을 타고.
He ride a horse.
그다음에 밑에 종들을 앞뒤에 세우고.
And then have servants front and back of him.
축대를 들고.
Have the flag up.
나팔을 불고.
Blowing trumpets.
막 동네에 들어오는 거예요.
And that's how they enter into the village.
첫 번째, 두 번째, 세 번째 이제 그 며느리들이 돌아오고 시아. 친정 아버지가 들어왔어요.
And so then that's when the very first daughter-in-law, second daughter-in-law, third daughter-in-law, and also then the father, the in-laws, then they came in.
근데 이제 이 따님은 친정 아버지가 그래 보고 싶은데 안 오는 거예요.
However, the daughter really missed her father, but he wouldn't come.
보통 하루 전날 다 오는데.
And so usually they come the day before.
아, 요즘 좀 전화로 아빠 왜 빨리 안 와요 할 수 있는데 그땐 그것도 안 되잖아요.
If it was like nowadays, they can just give a phone call and say, "Oh, Dad, where are you? Hurry up."
그래 이제 했는데 그 다음 날 비가 오는데.
But then the next day, it started raining.
정성이 혼자 말 타고 따가닥따가 비를 푹 맞고 왔어요.
And so it was the master alone. He was riding on a horse, and he was drenched in all this the rain.
그래서 이제 딱 와서 보니까.
And then he came and saw.
다른 사람 행차를 거창하게 했는데.
Everybody else made their entrance so extravagant.
이 정성은 왕 다음에 제일 높은데.
And so this master, even though he was right next to, right below the king.
혼자 이제 말을 타고 온 거예요.
But he rode on a horse all by himself.
그도 이제 그 저 뭐야 이 딸은 아버지 너무 반가운 거예요.
However, the daughter still missed the father so much.
그래서 타고 아버지 앞에 나가 같이 있지도 못해 옛날에는.
And so long time ago, even though they missed one another, they can't even be there with one another.
아버지 먼 길 잘 오셨습니다. 하고 인사하고.
They just have to respectfully bow, saying, "Oh, father, you made a long trip here."
딸이 너무 보고 싶었는데.
And so then, the father missed the daughter so much.
그래 잘 있었느냐?
Oh yes, how have you been?
예.
Yes.
그리고 이제 뭐 잔치가 되고 이제. 그랬어요.
And so then they went on with a party and such.
이 잔치를 하고 이제 딱 마치고 이제 돌아가는데.
And after the party was over and they were about to return.
정성 딸이 아버지 앞에 왔어요.
Then the master's daughter came over to him.
아버지.
Father.
먼 길 와서 너무 수고하셨는데 또 먼 길 가셔야겠네요.
Oh, you worked so hard to get here. It's a long ways, but now you have to go back a long way.
야, 수고스럽지만 저 뭐에 사돈도 봤지만 너 얼굴 보고 가니까 너무 좋다.
Yeah, it was a little difficult getting here, but the fact that I can see the in-laws and also I can see your face. I'm so happy.
그러니까 딸이 하는 말이 아버지 부탁이 있습니다.
And then the daughter said, "Father, I have a request."
다음에 오실 때는 아버지도 좀 행차를 거창하게 해서 오십시오.
Next time that you come, please ride in an extravagant, you make a good opening, entrance.
이 사람이 이제 정성인데 감히 밑에 골원 상대가 안 되는데.
And so actually he's the master of all the entire village and so he's nowhere near any of the other people.
동네 사람도 그렇고.
But the people that are of the town.
이 집에 이제 자기 그 동서들 그러니까 이제 그 딸의 위에 아래 이제 같은 며느리들이 이제 좀 말 타고 혼자 무시하기 시작한 거예요.
And so then whether it may be the sister-in-law or the ones above and the ones below, they started despising him.
근데 이제 그래서 오늘 다음에 어때 행차를 좀 거차에 정성답게 분절도 나 뭐 포절도 말 그 느리고 어지다이 좀 오라는 거죠.
Basically she was saying they make an extravagant entrance with big nice horses and also with all these things and come in a loud boom.
정성이 딸에게도 그래 알았다.
And so then he said, "Oh, okay, I understand."
그래서 제 딸은 너무 너무 기뻤어요.
And so then the daughter was very happy.
너희들 그래 봐라. 다음에 우리 아버지 행차 얼마나 거창해 올 건데.
You know, all of you, you can boast all you want, but next time our father, he's gonna make a big entrance.
근데 이제 정성이 왔다 간 뒤에 그 다른 사람 자꾸 정성 딸을 막 괴롭히고 애를 뭐 그런 거예요.
But the thing is, after the father of the after the master stopped by. Then all the people around them start making fun of that daughter.
다음 그 시아버지 생일에는.
And he says, "Oh, we're gonna see next time on that birthday."
아버지 행차를 거창하게 해서 오실 거야 속으로 이제.
She thought to herself inside that my father, he's gonna make an extravagant entrance.
근데 1년이 지나갔어요.
And then that's how 1 year passed.
그래서 이제 다시 그 시아버지 생일이 됐는데.
And then once again it became the father-in-law's birthday.
저는 마치 이제 그 골원은 막 그 나졸들을 거느리고 깃대를 들고 막 말을 타고 온 거예요.
And once again, all the relatives of that in-laws, they started coming in with nice horses, with the flags, and they started coming in.
정성 멀리 서울서 오니까 아직 안 오는 거예요.
And the master, since he's coming all the way from Seoul, he did not arrive.
그 뭐야 부엌에 일하면 자꾸 이제 밖을만 아버지가 안 왔어요.
So then the master's daughter continued to work inside the kitchen. She looked back to see if the father's here. He wasn't here yet.
근데 이제 그날도 또 비가 왔어요.
And once again that day it rained.
저녁 때가 됐는데.
And then it became evening.
정성 오신다 하는데.
They said the master's coming.
그래 딸이 부엌에 일하다 밖을 보니까.
And so then as the daughter was working inside the kitchen and she looked.
아버지가 오셨어요.
He realized the father was here.
옛날처럼.
Just like before.
경찰 간 거창하게 해오라고 그렇게 이야기를 안 듣고 안 들으시고.
And so she earnestly asked him to be able to make a big entrance.
혼자 비를 맞으면서 말 한 마리 타고.
But then once again he was all hit by the rain and he was riding in a smaller horse.
딸이 아버지한테 너무 섭섭했어요.
And the daughter was very disappointed with the father.
지난번에 아버지가 행차에 그래 왔다고 이제 그 골원 그 딸들에게 좀 멸시에 당하고 그랬는데.
Last time around she was despised by all the other daughters of the other town village leaders.
이제 원래는 꼭 행차가서 내가 좀 위신을 잡아줄지 떠오르고 막 힘이 떨어졌어.
And she thought to herself that, oh, I'm going to be able to boast this time around with my father coming in, but she lost all her strength.
그래서 이제 아이고 현기증 하다 쓰러졌어.
And then all of a sudden she was like, oh, my back. And then she just collapsed.
이제 정성이 딱 들어왔어요.
And then that's when the master came in.
이제 막 그 넓은 마루에 딱 둘러 앉았고 그 다음에 골 원더도 앉았는데.
And right then the master sat there, and also all the town village leaders were scattered around.
정성은 딸이 보고 싶은 거예요.
So the master wanted to see his daughter.
딸이 안 오는 거예요.
But the daughter wouldn't come.
그때 생각이 났어요.
And that's when he was reminded.
아 지난번에 행차를 거창하게 오라 그랬지.
Oh, last time she wanted me to come in, you know, make a big entrance.
그래서 딸이 마음이 상했구나.
And that's why she was upset.
정성이 얘기했어요.
And then the master said,
그랬어요.
He said,
다 정성을 쳐다봐.
And then everybody looked at the master.
자네들은 나와 한 자리 앉아 있지만,
you all of you are seated here one seat with me.
국법으로는 그래 못해 그랬어요.
But he says, according to the federal law, you cannot do that.
조용해지더니,
and all of a sudden it became very quiet.
전부 골본 사람들 들어서 응원 기더니 마당에 가서 무릎을 꿇고.
And then all of a sudden they started kneeling, and then they all crawled out to the front yard, and then they all bent themselves down to the ground.
얘는 이때 소나기가 쫙쫙 쏟아지는데.
And right at that moment, that's when there was a big thunderstorm that hit.
그 누가 그걸 어떻게 할 방법이 없는 거야?
But there was not a single person who could stop them.
그 막 난리가 났어요.
And there was a big commotion.
자 우리 막내 며느리 때 막내 어디 있어?
And they say, where is she? Where is the last daughter-in-law?
아, 아프다 방에 들어가 누웠어요.
Well, right now she's inside the room. She won't come out.
이제 그 막 며느리 왁 방에 돌았어요.
And so then all the daughter-in-laws they swarmed.
여보게 우리 아버님은 기관지가 약간 내 감기 걸리면 안 돼.
Hey you, right now my father he has the weak lungs, so you need to have him come out. You can't hit by the rain like that. You have to come out and stop your father.
하도 무슨 미안 일어나 보니까.
And so then she felt, oh, what's going on? She went out.
문턱에 방에 마당이 한 마당 늘려 있는 거.
And then she went out to the front yard. They could see all these people that were gathered there. There. And that's when she thought to herself, oh, that's right. And so then she acted as if she didn't see it. And she went before her father.
아버지, 먼 길 오셔 얼마나 수고 많으셨습니까?
Oh, father, you came a long ways here.
그래, 잘 있었느냐?
Yes, how have you been?
아, 즐거워하시는 거예요.
And so the father was very happy.
그제 며느리가 얘기했어요.
And so then the daughter-in-law said.
아, 자기 딸이 이야기하죠. 자기 딸.
So it's actually her daughter. Her daughter said.
아버님, 저희 그 동서 아버님이 비를 맞고 있습니다.
They say that my in-laws' parents, he is being hit by the rain.
정서에 쳐다봤어요.
And so then the master looked on.
어, 그래.
Oh, really?
자네들 올라들 오기 그래.
It says you guys should come on up.
황공무지로소이다.
Oh, please forgive us.
막 그다음부터
And then from that moment on
정성이 돌아간 뒤에도
Even after the master went back
이제 그 막 다른 동서들이 감히 정성 딸이 꼼짝을 못 하는 거예요.
They, the relatives or anybody in that family, they couldn't do anything to this master.
여러분 정성은 걸어와도 정성이에요.
Even the master, even if he walks, he is a master.
행차를 안 하고
It doesn't have to be an extravagant entrance.
혼자 거지 옷을 입고 와도 정성이에요.
And so even though he wears the raggedy beggar's clothes, he's still a master.
정성이 그렇게 허술하게 행차를 했다고 해서
And just because he comes in a massive carriage,
정성은 나라의 국비를 아껴야 하는데
because he has to spare the federal money.
내 딸 잔치에 나 딸 그 사돈 잔치에 내가 국비를 낭비가 많은 분졸들을 데리고 올 수가 없었어.
It cannot be that he would use the federal money to be able to waste it on being able to come all the way there to see his daughter.
분명한 것은
The very sure thing is
그 사또 집에 수많은 며느리가 있지만
Inside of the town leader's house there are many daughters-in-laws.
정성 딸은 정성 딸인 거예요.
But the master's daughter is the master's daughter.
맞습니까?
Is that right?
여러분 정성 딸쯤 되면 괜찮지요.
Everyone, if you become the master's daughter, then you are quite well, right?
사람들 정성이라고 초라한 행차와 또 무시했다가 큰 욕을 당했죠.
And so then they thought petty of her, and so they began to despise her, and eventually they got through a lot of difficulties.
자네들은 여기 앉아 있지만,
all of you are seated here.
국법으로는 그래 못해.
But according to the federal law, you cannot do that.
전부 마당에 엎드린 거야.
And then they all just lay flat right in the yard.
이 사람들이 정성을 무시해서
because they despised the master.
정성 딸을 괴롭혔으니까.
And because they tormented and bothered the daughter.
쩔쩔 매는 거야.
And now they don't know what to do.
이야기는 여기서 끝내야죠.
And so this is where the story ends, right?
왜냐하면
The reason is because
정성 딸만 돼도 그런데
It's like that even when you become the master's daughter
하나님의 아들 딸들은 어떻겠습니까?
How will the daughters and the sons of God be?
다 같이 교회를 다니고
We go to church all together
성경을 읽고
Read the Bible
기도를 하고
And you pray
정말 헌금을 하고
And you give offering
충성을 해도
And even though you are devoted
하나님의 자녀 된 사람하고 안 된 사람은 천지차입니다
The people who have become the children of God and not the children of God it is like heaven and earth
저는 그 하나님에 대해서 너무 감사합니다.
Everyone, I'm so thankful about that God.
1969년 전 군대에서 제대를 했습니다.
1969, I was able to be discharged of the military.
내가 옛날 군에 가 있던 교회는 다른 전도자가 일을 하기 때문에.
And so, you know, the church that I was in, there was another minister that was working there.
내가 교회 갈 데가 없었습니다.
There was no other church for me to go to.
그래서 저는 이제 김천이란 도시 가서 복음을 전하고 싶었어요.
So I wanted to go to the city of Gimcheon and preach the gospel there.
어느 날 선교사님 나한테 전화를 했어요.
One day the missionary gave me a call.
우리가 서울대 있는데 옛날 그게 목장이었는데.
And so near where Seoul National University was, there was a big yard.
그 당시에는 이렇게 큰 집회 장소가 없으니까 천막을 쳐놓고 집회를 많이 했는데.
And so there was big farmland there. Long time ago, we didn't have a building, so we just built tents.
한 선교사님 나를 보고 하는 이야기가.
And so one of the missionaries said to me.
거기 우리 집회를 하는데 거기 이제 서울 그 당시에 놀 데가 없고 그러니까 아이들이 매일 그 텐트 주변
And so, during that time in Seoul, there was nowhere for the kids to play, so all they're doing is just roaming around that tent.
네가 와서 어른 일반 집회 사이에 주일학교 학생들 모아서 찬송도 가르치고 복음 좀 전해줄 수 있겠냐?
Would you, in terms of in between the adult services that we have, would you be able to come and teach the young kids and run the Sunday school?
그래서 예 하고 갔어요.
And so I said yes, and I went there.
그 선교사님은 일반 집회 강사로 아침 저녁으로 하시고.
So the missionary He was a guest speaker in the morning and the evening.
그 안에 그 주위에 주일학생들 많이 와서 노래도 가르치고 성경도 가르치고 일주일을 했어요.
And at that time, there were many young kids that were there. So for about a week, I taught them about the motions and songs and the word.
집회 끝났는데 선교사님 그 당시 돈으로 3,500원을 제게 줬어요.
And then at that time, in that currency, they gave me the missionary gave me $3.50.
그때 저는 막 3,500 큰 돈이었었어요.
So for me, $3.50 was a lot of big money.
그래서 이제 그 돈을 가지고 문항목만 사먹고 정신도 안 사먹고 기차 타고 김천까지 왔어요.
And so what I did was I took that money. I didn't go and eat anything else, but I just took the train and came straight to 김천.
이제 김천에서 우리가 복음을 전하기로 마음을 정했어요.
So we decided our hearts to preach the gospel in 김천.
군대에 제대해가지고 물가에 대해서 감각이 없었어요.
As I was discharged of the military, I didn't have any sense about what the current economy was.
집이 얼마인지 모르죠. 3,500원 집을 얻을 수 있는지 몰랐어요.
I only had $3.50. I don't know whether I could get a house with that money or not.
그래서 괜찮은 집 하나를 봤는데.
So then I saw a house that was pretty decent.
전세 7만 원을 달라는 거예요.
But they said that you have to make a down payment of $70.
3,500원은 20분의 1밖에 안 되는 거예요.
And so then I only have $3.50. That's only 1/20th of it.
저는 김천 첫 위에서 아래까지 혼자 걸어다녀 봤어요.
And so then all the way starting from the top part of Kinchon all the way down, I started looking around.
하나님 저기는 다방이 있고요.
I said, God, there's a cafe over there.
저기는 뭐 양품점이 있고요.
And over there, there is a sailor shop, a shop over there.
저기는 식당이 있고요.
And then there's a restaurant over there.
이제 그 김천 큰 길 좌우에 건물들 다 채워져 있는.
And so the entire place, the streets of Kimcheon, they were filled and packed with all these places.
하나님 세상의 신들도 자기 사람이 건물을 줬는데.
Even the gods of the world have given their people buildings.
내가 하나님의 종인데 내가 김천에서 하나님의 복음을 전한다고 하는데 집을 주십시오.
But I'm a servant of God, Lord. Please give me a house for me to stay in.
저는 아무도 도와주는 사람이 없습니다.
There was nobody to help me.
김천에서 복음을 전하고 싶습니다.
Really, I want to go and preach the gospel in Kimcheon.
집을 한 채 주시길 바랍니다.
Please, can you give me a home?
혼자 이제 이야기를 하면서 김천 시내를 쭉 걸어다녔어요.
And so I just talked to myself and I just walked through the entire city of Kimcheon.
그리고 이제 압곡동에 있는 아주 깊은 산 속에 조그만한 교회 내가 그 늘 거기 있었거든요.
And then all the way in Apgokdong in the mountains, there was a church there, so that's where I usually stayed.
돈이 없지만 한번 김천에서 집을 얻으려고 집을 한번 알아보기 위해 종종 왔어요.
So from time to time, I would come down all the way to Kimcheon to look for a house.
하루 김천에 왔다가 이제 돌아왔는데 김천 거창까지 거창 또 다 갈아타고 압곡동을 가는데.
And so what happens is that you go all the way to Kimcheon, and then from there, when you go back, you have to go over back, and then you have to take the highway there.
예, 지금은 김천서 거창까지 한 뭐야 한 시간 정도 걸릴 거예요.
Usually nowadays it takes only about an hour to go from Kimcheon to Geochang.
그때는 시속 최고 속도가 30km였어요.
But at the time, the highest speed you can go, the speed limit was 30 kilometers per hour.
여러분 내가 얼마나 나이 많은 사람인지 알겠죠?
You see how old I am, right?
여러분 시속 30km 때 걸어본 다녀본 사람 있어요?
Is there anybody who drove on a place that has speed limit 30 kilometers per hour?
그러니까 거창에서 대구까지 82km인데.
And so from Geochang to Daegu it's 82 kilometers.
그때 뭐 3시간이면 갈 수 있는데.
And it only takes about 3 hours.
버스는 가는 데마다 손님 손들고 다 서고 하기 때문에.
But then the bus as it's going if there's anybody on the street that's waving their hand they always have to stop for them.
82km는 보통 4시간 반 5시간 걸렸어.
And so for those 82 kilometers usually takes about 4 and a half hours to 5 hours.
그래도 걷는 것보단 빨랐어.
But still it was faster than walking.
그래서 김천서 이제 거창하는 버스를 탔는데.
And so then I rode the bus from Kimcheon to Geochang.
제 옆자리에 외국인 어떤 분이 타셨어요.
And then all of a sudden there was a foreigner that sat right next to me.
그때 내가 영어 잘했으면 얼마나 좋아요.
How great would it have been if I was good at English at the time?
내 영어 실력이나 그분 한국어 실력 둘 다 비슷비슷했어.
My English skill and his Korean skill was about the same.
그래서 제가 이야기를 했습니다.
And so we began talking.
당신 어느 나라에서 왔냐고.
Oh, where are you from?
영국에서 왔다.
He says he's from England.
뭘 하시는 분이야?
What do you do?
선교사라고.
He says I'm a missionary.
아, 정말 수고 많다.
Oh, you know you're doing good work.
지금 어디 가느냐고.
And then I asked him, where are you going?
여행을 한다는 거예요.
He says I'm on a trip.
무슨 전도 여행이냐고.
Is it a witness trip?
아니, 그냥 여행은.
No, it's just I'm on a trip.
화가 났어요.
And I got angry.
무슨 선교사 선교비 받고 살면서 일 안 하고 여행이나 다녀.
You're a missionary. You receive mission funds and you go around having a trip?
지금 김천까지 태도 안 한 영어 아주 막 소리 질렀어요.
And so then all the way down to Kimcheon, I started yelling at him in the English, poor English that I had.
당신 썩어도 너무 썩었다.
And I said, you're rotten, but you're totally rotten.
영국으로 돌아가라.
Go back to England.
우리나라 오염시키지 마라.
Stop contaminating our country.
저는 이제 막 좀 성격도 급하고 그런데.
And so I have kind of like a hot temper.
영국인은 진짜 신사예요.
But then the Englishman, they are very gentle.
아무 말 안 그냥 듣고 있더라고.
And so then, you know, he just didn't say anything. He just sat there.
그 차에서 내렸어.
And then we got off at Kimcheon.
다시 이제 압곡동하는 버스 표를 살라고 거기 갔는데.
And so then I went to go to try to buy the ticket to go to 압곡동.
그 사람 내 곁에 따라왔어요.
And all of a sudden, he came near me.
Mr. Park.
He said, "Mr. Park."
오늘 저녁에 당신 자는 집에 내가 좀 같이 할 수 있냐?
He said, "Would it be okay if I can go and sleep with you tonight?"
아, 오라고.
I said, "Yeah, sure."
아무 문제가 없다고.
Yeah, that's fine.
그래서 압곡동 산속으로 모시고 갔어.
And so I took him all the way into the deep mountains of 압곡동.
근데 문제가 하나 있었는 거지.
But then there was a problem because
그 당시 우리는 거기 있는 데가 산속이라서 우물도 없고 수도도 없었어요.
Because at the time we were all the way up in the mountains, so we didn't have running water or did we have any well.
냇물이 만들 냇물 먹어도 아무 문제가 없었어요.
And so then we just had the streams, and so even though we drank from the streams, it was not a problem to us.
그 선교사님도 그 냇물을 또 마시게 했던.
And so I had the missionary also drink from the stream.
이 국산이 좋은 게 그때 알았어요.
And that's when I realized that Korean belly is good.
제 위장은 아무리 그분은 밤새도록 설산 변수 왔다 갔다 왔다 갔다.
Because you know him, when he, after he drank from that well, from that stream, he had to go to the bathroom back and forth.
그때만 해도 나이가 젊으니까 생각이 많이 모자랐어요.
And so at the time, I actually lacked a lot of thought.
조금 물 끓여 드리면 되는 건데.
Because all I had to do was just go and boil the water for him.
너무 미안했어.
And I was very sorry to him.
미안하다고.
Oh, I said, "I'm sorry."
괜찮다.
And he says, "It's okay."
막 화장실을 죄송합니다. 막 거긴 화장실도 압곡동 화장실이에요.
And the thing is, even the bathroom that's there, it's 압곡동 style.
그냥 상상하십시오.
And so you can just imagine that.
이야기는 못하겠습니다.
Of course, I can't elaborate on that.
밤에 몇 번 화장실 왔다 갔다.
And so they had to go back to the bathroom back and forth.
그래서 우리 집에는 화장실이 없어. 옆집 화장실에 그것도.
I'm sorry. Actually, it's not even our bathroom. It was the neighbor's bathroom.
너무 미안해.
And I was so sorry to him.
이분이 4일 동안을 일어나지 못하고 누워 있었어요.
He could not get up for 4 days and he was just constantly laying there.
4일 된 뒤에 오늘 떠나겠다고 그랬어요.
After 4 days he says that I'll be going back.
선교사님 내가 참 미련했습니다. 미안합니다.
I said, "Missionary, I'm so sorry. I was foolish."
다음에 오시면
Please when you come back next time,
물 끓여 가지고
I will make sure to boil the water and have it ready for you.
괜찮습니다.
He says, "Oh, it's okay."
어디서 괜찮습니다 소리 배웠어요.
And so he learned, you know, how to say it's okay in Korean.
그래서 이제 가야 하는데.
And so then he had to leave now.
일어나서 안토니 나한테 얘기를 했어요.
And all of a sudden he got up and he said to me,
나한테 하고 싶은 이야기가 있다.
He says, "There's something I want to tell you."
무슨 일 할까 기다렸어요.
And then I was waiting to hear what he was going to say.
말을 했어요.
And then he said,
나는 지금까지 많은 사람을 만나봤습니다.
I've met many people.
근데 당신처럼 사는 사람 한 번도 본 적이 없어요.
But I've never seen anybody live like you.
무슨 소리 하는가 봤어요.
And then I was thinking, what is he trying to say?
하는 이야기가 나 당신의 삶을 배우고 싶다고.
He says, "I would like to learn about your life."
1년 동안만 같이 살게 주면 안 되겠냐?
Please, will you allow me to live with you just for 1 year?
내가 웃었어요.
And I started laughing.
농담하시느냐고.
I said, "Are you joking with me?"
내가 사는 게 뭐 어떤데 그러냐고.
So how is the life that I'm living right now?
아니라고.
No.
나는 많은 목사님, 선교사님, 많은 사람 만나봤어.
I met with many pastors, many missionaries until now.
내가 볼 때 당신처럼 산 사람 아무도 없어.
But I've never seen anybody live like you.
나 진짜 당신처럼 사는 걸 배우고 싶다고.
Really, I would like to learn about the life that you live.
내가 얘기했어요. 좀 문제가 많다고 그랬어요.
And then I told him, "Well, we have a bit of a problem."
아, 무슨 문제가 있느냐?
Oh, what kind of problem do we have?
당신 선교비가 영국에서 오느냐고.
Do you receive mission funds from England?
아, 온다고.
Yes, I do.
저는 아무도 도와주는 사람이 없다고.
I told him that nobody helps me.
그래서 우리는 하나님께 기도하면서 하루하루를 산다고.
And so that's what we pray to God each and every day, and that's how we live our lives.
미안한 얘기지만,
and so I'm sorry to say, but
우리는 자주 굶습니다.
We starve oftentimes.
깜짝 놀라더라고.
And then he was shocked.
자, 예를 들어서,
so let's say, for example,
당신 영국에서 선교비가 오니까,
you receive mission funds from England.
당신 집에는 빵이 잔뜩 있고,
so let's say inside of your house you're filled with bread.
우리 집은 빵이 다 떨어졌으면,
and then when we run out of bread in my house,
어떤 일이 일어나겠나?
What do you think will take place?
당연히 빵 우리한테 하나 두 개 주겠죠.
You would probably, you know, give one or two pieces of bread to us, right?
난 그게 싫다.
That's what I don't like.
난 정말 하나님만 의지하고 살았다.
I truly only relied upon God my entire life.
앞으로도 하나님만 바라고 살기로 난 산다.
And I'm only going to look to God the rest of my life.
당신이 내 빵이 떠지 당신 빵집 보면 자꾸 쳐다보여서 안 되기 때문에.
And so the thing is, you have bread and you see that we have no bread. You're going to constantly look at us that way.
당신 나에게 약속 한 가지만 하면 같이 있도록 해주겠다.
If you just promise me one thing, then I will allow you to stay with me.
무슨 약속이냐?
And he says, what is that promise?
당신 빵이 모자라고.
He says, if you run out of bread.
이제 빵이 썩어도.
And even if the bread in our house it gets molded.
내 빵 당신한테 안 주고.
I will never give my bread to you.
당신 빵도 내게 주지 않기로 하자.
And let's make it so that you will never give your bread to me.
나는 지금 믿음을 배우는 중이라서.
Because I'm in the process of learning faith.
하나님만 의지하고 사는 법을 지금 배우고 있다.
And I'm learning on how to live only relying upon the Lord.
근데 당신하고 나하고 경제적인 차이가 그 문제가 되니까.
But then you and I, we have economic differences, and so
만일 당신이 그걸 허락한다면,
if you would allow that,
당신하고 나와 사는 건 문제 안 된다.
Then you and I, for us to live together, it's not a problem.
아, 그거야 쉽다고.
Oh, that's easy, he said.
당신 나한테 돈 주지 말고,
you know, as long as I don't give you money,
나 당신 돈 주지 말고,
and then you don't give me money,
빵도 주지 말고,
not give bread,
당신 당신 대로, 난 내 대로.
And then me as me, you as you.
당신 빵은 당신 먹어라.
You eat your own bread.
내 빵은 내가 먹겠다.
And I'll eat my own bread.
그렇게 하겠다고 약속했어요.
And then that's what we promised one another.
그러면 좋다고.
Okay, fine then.
이야기를 했어요.
That's what we said.
우리 1년만 같이 지내봅시다.
Let's just live together for one year then.
그런데 우린 김천에서 복음을 전하려고 한다.
But we are planning on going to Kimcheon and preaching the gospel there.
당연히 김천으로 이사를 오라 그랬어요.
I told him to move to Kimcheon.
그리고 이제 좋다고 하면 갔어요.
And then he says, oh, great.
키가 크고.
He's very tall.
대머리가 쫀지신 분인데.
And so he was a little bald.
진짜 영국 사람은 신사예요.
But really, the Englishmen, they are gentlemen.
내가 살아보니까.
When I live my life.
나는 꼭 똘마니 같고.
I felt like the snob.
그 사람은 진짜 신사 같아요.
And really, he felt like, I felt like he was the gentleman.
저희 압곡동은 산 꼭대기 쭉 올라가면
And so when you go into the top parts of Apgokdong in the mountain
아무 사람이 없어요.
And really there is nobody there.
제가 오전에 집에 성경 읽다가 더우면 산 꼭대기 올라가요.
And so then throughout the day when it gets hot I would go up to the top of the mountain.
그 올라가면
When you go up there
사람 아무도 없어요.
There's nobody there.
혼자 옷 다 벗고 팬티만 하나 입고.
What I do is I take off all my clothes and just wear my underwear.
성경을 읽고.
I read the Bible there.
노래 부르고.
Sing.
기도하고.
And then pray.
시간을 보내는 거.
And that's how I spend my time there.
한참 나 사슴 와서 불그러움이 쳐다보고.
And then after a long while there'll be a deer come look at me and then walk away.
좋은 동네예요.
Very nice neighborhood.
근데 이제 우리가 산 꼭대기 내려보면 저 밑에 이제. 대구도 거창 가는 도로가 있는데.
And so then, when you look all the way down to the village, you can see that road that goes all the way from Daegu to Geochang.
버스 한 대 가다가 우리 동네 앞에 서는 거예요.
And then it went all the way, and then it stopped right in front of our town.
우리 동네 앞에 버스 타고 다니는 사람 별로 없었는데.
There was hardly anybody that would ride a bus riding in our town.
버스 서더니 누가 내렸나? 앤더슨 선교사님 내리셨어요.
And so then I saw who got off that bus, and it was missionary Anderson.
크다나시고.
Very tall.
머리에 이제 이마가 다 벗어지시고
And then he was bald and so we could see him
껑충껑충 이제 올라오시네.
And so then he was climbing up the mountain.
저 내려갔어요.
And then I went down.
아, 반갑다고.
And then I said, "Oh, nice to meet you."
Mr. Park.
의논할
일이 왔습니다.
There is something we need to discuss.
뭐냐고?
I said, "What?"
내가 김천에 집 얻는 걸 위해서 하나님 앞에 기도를 했다.
He said that I prayed for this house that we don't have in Kimcheon.
근데 하나님이 집어다로 돈을 50만 원을 줬다고.
But God, He gave me $500 to be able to buy a house.
그때 50만 원이면 김천에서 제일 좋은 집을 살 수 있어.
$500 at that time, you could buy the best house in Kimcheon.
하나님.
And I said, God.
왜 선교사 기도를 잘 들어주시고?
You only listen to the prayers of the missionary.
왜 나한테 그렇게 인색하십니까?
Why are you so stingy with me?
나는 하나님 잘 안 줘요.
But the thing is, God, He doesn't provide me that well.
굶을 때도 그런데.
There are times where I starved.
진짜 선교사도 좋겠다.
I thought, oh, it'd be so great to be a missionary.
금방 들어주시고.
And then, you know, God answers their prayer immediately.
그리고 이제 이분이 하는 말이
And then what he told me was
우리 집으로 같이 방 몇 개 있는 집하고 같이 살자.
And he says, well, let's get a room. We'll get several rooms and we can live together.
그래, 당신하고 나하고 좀 더 가까워질 수 있지 않겠나.
And it'd be great for us to be able to spend closer times.
그건 그래요.
And that's true.
그래서 내가 이 집에 들어가는 것이 합당한가.
So I thought to myself, is it fitting for me to go into this house then?
생각하다가.
As I thought.
내가 하나님께 집을 달라 그랬는데.
I prayed to God so that He would give me a house.
그것을 주신다 그러니까.
And He said that He would give me that place.
내가 있는 게 좋겠다 그래서.
I said, okay, then it'll be fine for me to go there.
그래서 좋습니다.
I said, okay, fine.
그래서 이제 방을 얻어서.
And so that's where I got a room. We got an entire house.
방이 여러 개인데 같이 이제.
Several rooms that were there, and that's where we spent time together.
성경사님 1년 동안 우리와 같이 계셨어요.
And so the missionary stayed with us for one year.
그 성경사님 있는 동안 우리는 너무 너무 좋았어요.
While the missionary was there, it was very good times for us.
절대 이제 돈 왔다 갔다 안 하고.
We never had money going back and forth.
근데 저희들이 참 어려웠지만
So we were in a lot of difficulty, but
그때 훈련마다 하는 훈련을 때때로 굶을 때도 있고 그렇지만
There are times where we would starve.
하나님이 저를 도우는 것은 너무너무 선명했고
But it was so clear that God was helping me.
그 하나님이 그 집을 우리에게 허락했다는 그 마음도
And the fact I truly felt inside of my heart that God was the one who provided me with that home.
우리 전세로 있었는데.
And we were there as we leased the house.
그분이 마지막 갈 때 그 돈을 다 우리에게 넘겨주고 갔어요.
And eventually he just passed on the entire house over to us as he left.
참 마음에 고마웠어요.
And I was very thankful inside of my heart.
근데 이제 그 집 돈 다 떼버렸어요.
And eventually we used up all that money of the house.
주인이 도박을 해가지고.
Why? Because the owner of the house he went and gambled it off. And then he ran. Away with
우리 집은 은행에 넘겼기 때문에.
And later on, that house was taken over by the bank.
집을 찾아서 돈도 찾을 수 없었어요.
We couldn't find the money, nor could we find the house.
그때 다시 이제 집을 장만해야 돼.
And once again, I had to go and find another house.
이제 은행 실장이 틈만 있어 내게 찾아와서 박형 집을 비켜줘라.
And so whenever he had the opportunity, the bank branch manager would come over to me and said, "Mr. Park, please pay up. You have to empty the house."
이제 진짜 그때는 어려웠어요.
And so then it was very difficult at the time.
하나님 앞에 우리 집 다락이 있는데.
So then we had an attic to our house.
그 이제 그 지붕 위에 이제 다락이 있는. 키가 낮아서 서면 안 되고 엎드려 들어가는데.
And so then the attic, the roof to that, the ceiling to that is very low, so you can't really stand. You have to go on your knees.
매일 새벽에 하나님 막 집을 위해서 쭉 기도를 했어요.
Every early morning, I would go up there and I would pray to God, saying, "God, please provide us a home."
근데 그날 기도를 하는데 내 마음에 어떤 마음을 주시냐면은.
But then that day, as I was praying, what kind of heart did God give me?
너 오늘 시내가 집을 한번 알아봐라 그런 마음을 줬어.
He gave me the heart. Let's go over to the city and look for a home.
하나님 그 집을 알아보라 그러시네.
Oh, the Lord is telling me to look for a home.
근데 시내 가서 얼마 안 가서 2층 건물이 있는데.
So I went into the city and then right away I saw a two-story building.
정말 그 집이 보기에 좋았어요.
And this house really seemed nice.
우리 어린이들 일하기도 좋고 예. 예배드리기도 좋고 2층인데 거기서 이제 참 좋아 보였어요.
And a good place for us to be able to work and also for us to be able to have service. It looked really nice, a nice two-story building.
근데 가게 얼마 전세 20만 원을 달라 그랬어요.
However, they were asking for $200 as a lease payment.
한 만 원도 없었어요.
I didn't even have $10 at the time.
나왔습니다.
And I just had to leave that house.
그리고 한 석 달쯤 지났는데.
And then about 3 months had passed.
계속 집회 다니고 전도 다니고 할 때 집에 없었는데.
And so I had to go witness. Back and forth, and eventually I was never home.
석 달쯤 돼서 그날도 이제 무릎을 꿇고 하나님 앞에 집을 다 저 집을 달라고 기도했어요.
And so then it was about 3 months, and then I prayed to God, saying, "God, please give me a home."
한참 기도를 하는데 하나님 어떤 마음을 주시냐면.
And then deep into my prayer, all of a sudden, what kind of heart did God give me?
전에 본 그 집이 어떠냐?
How is that house that you saw before?
아, 그 집 너무 너무 좋지요.
Oh, that house is great.
진짜 좋았어요.
That house is really nice.
그 집 벌써 나갔을 텐데.
I'm pretty sure that house was already taken.
가 보니까 아직 비어 있는데.
It was still empty.
들어가 보니까 아이들만 있어요.
And when I went inside, there were only kids there.
아버지 어디 가셨냐?
Oh, is your father somewhere?
어디 가셨다고.
He says yes.
저녁에 찾아갔어요.
And I went to him in the evening.
그분을 만났어요.
So I met with him then.
하나님 이 집을 우리에게 주실 것 같은데.
I felt in my heart that God would give us this home.
어떻게 얘기를 해야지?
Oh, what are we supposed to? How are we supposed to bring this up?
주인한테 이야기를 했습니다.
And then I said to the owner of the house.
선생님 저는 하나님의 종입니다.
I said, "Sir, I am a servant of God."
우리 이 도시에 복음을 전하러 왔습니다.
We came to the city to preach the gospel.
근데 우리 20만 원 전세 들었던 집이 있었는데.
There was a house where we had a down, lease payment down for $200.
주인이 도박을 해서 부도가 나서.
However, the owner of the house, he gambled it off and eventually had to file for bankruptcy.
이 집을 은행에 넘기고.
And then he turned it over to the bank.
도망을 갔습니다.
And then he ran away.
제가 이사를 가야 하는데 집이 없어서.
I have to move over to a new house, but I don't have a home.
하나님 앞에 기도를 드렸습니다.
And I was praying to God.
하나님 이 집을 나에게 주신다는 생각이 들었습니다.
I had the heart that God would give us this home.
나는 돈이 없습니다.
However, I have no money.
괜찮다면 집을 우리에게 주십시오.
If it's okay with you, please give us this home.
내가 이게 미친 소리지 말도 안 되는 소리인데.
And so it almost sounds like I'm crazy.
나는 그 집을 이렇게 주시겠단 마음이다.
But then I had the heart that God would give me that house.
주인이 눈을 감고 한참 생각하시.
And so the owner of the house all of a sudden he had his eyes closed and he thought for a long time.
얼마 지난 뒤에.
And then after a while.
주인이 눈을 뜨시고 이야기를 했어.
The owner he opened his eyes and he said,
나는 시내 지좌동에 있는 지좌교회 장로입니다.
And he says that I actually am an elder to the Jija Church of the Jija Village.
하나님께서 국도변에 나에게 이렇게 좋은 건물을 주셨는데.
And so God, He has given me a very nice home that is by this freeway.
하나님의 종이 있으신다 내가 어떻게 막겠습니까?
But if the servant of God says that He will use it, how can I stop Him?
쓰십시오.
He says, "Go ahead, use it."
내가 믿어지지가 않았어요.
I could not believe it.
그런데
But then
그때 안방에서
Right then in the master bedroom
장모님 따님이
the elder's daughter
피아노를 치는데
She was playing the piano.
막 피아노 화는 날 온 같았어요.
And then the sound of the piano and then everything it seemed like I was in heaven.
많은 이런저런 이야기를 했어요.
And so we talked with one another.
일어나려고 하는데
And then I was about to get up.
장모님 저한테 질문했어요.
And then the elder he asked me a question.
내가 돈이 없는 걸 압니다.
So I know that you don't have any money.
그렇지만 빈손으로 들어오면 서로 어색하니까.
But if you come into this house empty-handed, then it will be very awkward.
만일에 돌릴 때 얼마라도 준비할 수가 있으면 얼마쯤 준비할 수 있습니까?
If you can you prepare a little bit of money? If you can, how much can you prepare?
나도 8만 원 그랬어요.
Without even myself knowing, I said $80.
이게 손을 댄다 이미 8만 원 말이야.
And then right there, I tried to shut my mouth, but then already $80 came out of my mouth.
됐습니다.
And then he says, "That's enough."
오십시오.
Yes, you're more than welcome.
8만 원이 어디 있죠?
But where do I have $80?
그래서 너무 이제 아유 괜히 얘기했네.
And so then I thought, oh, that was a mistake.
주인이 기뻐하셨대요. 괜찮습니다. 오십시오.
But then the owner of the house was very happy. Says, oh, you're more than welcome to come in.
바로 이제 은행 지준장을 찾아갔어요.
And then immediately I went over to the branch manager of their bank.
지준장님 그 은행에서 참 하나님의 허락에 이사 가게 됐습니다.
So then I told the bank branch manager that we, by the grace of God, we were able to move over to a new house.
내가 방을 이번 토요일 날 비우는데 집을 관리하십시오.
So this Saturday I'll be emptying the room and they'll be moving out. So you can go ahead and take care of that place.
지준장이 나를 잡고 좀 기다리라고.
So the branch manager all of a sudden he said, oh, hold on.
내가 지금 국회의원 나가려고 준비하는데.
Right now I'm preparing to be a politician.
박형 같은 젊은 사람 앞길을 내가 막는 너무 미안했다고.
But I was so sorry that I had to block your way. Such a young person like you.
금고를 열더니.
He went into the safe.
돈을 끄는 막 써야 돼. 내 주머니에 탁 넣어주는.
And then all of a sudden he took out some money and then he would just put it right in my pocket.
이게 얼마인지 궁금해 견딜 수가 없어.
And so then I was so curious how much this was. I couldn't bear it.
거짓 안 했습니다. 관두십시오. 거짓 안 했습니다.
I didn't say, oh, you don't have to. I didn't reject them.
관두십시오. 그래, 안 줘. 그래, 그러면 나 돌아가면 어떡해요?
Well, how can I reject him, right? I can't say, oh, it's enough.
한 코너를 돌아와서 꺼집어 세려보니까 만 원이 들었어.
Immediately, I turned the corner and I counted how much it was. It was $10.
아, 너무 감사했어요.
I was so thankful.
근데 그때 오후에 어떤 아주머니가 찾아왔어요.
But then right then there was a certain lady who came in the afternoon.
전에 집을 계약했다가 합의를 저거를 이제 해약을 했기 때문에.
And so long before we made a contract with the building, and but we weren't able to come to a consent.
보증금을 찾아야 하는데.
And so then she has to recover her deposit that she put down.
5만 원이 보증금에서 못 찾았어요.
And so it was a deposit of $50, but she was not able to recover it.
근데 그 보증금이 그 저 뭐야? 가져왔는데.
So then she brought that but deposit to us.
가져서 꼼꼼히 그 돈을 가져왔는데 그 4만 원을 가져왔어요.
And so then it was bound up in this big bundle, but then she brought $40 to us.
너무 감사했어요.
I was so thankful.
5만 원이 된 거예요.
And that's how we came up with $50.
너무 감사했어요.
I was so thankful.
그때 친구 하나 있었는데.
And then there was a friend.
나한테 자네 어렵다고 하는 얘기 들었어.
He says that, oh, I heard that you were in a lot of difficulty.
근데 내가 나도 사업을 시작해도 많이 돈이 어려운데.
But you know, I also started a business and I'm going through a lot of hardship.
내가 요즘 노는 돈이 2만 원이 있다.
But I have just about $20 that's just laying around.
갖다 써라.
You can go ahead and use it.
형편되거든 갚아라.
And so when your situation is enough, then you can pay me back.
못 갚으면 어떡하겠니?
What's going to happen if I can't pay you back?
내가 이런 친구가 있나 너무 고마웠어.
And so I was so thankful that I could have a friend like this.
그러니까 7만 원이 된 거예요.
And that's how I was able to come up with $70.
우리 같이 일하는 우리 그 형제들이 전부 한 10몇 명 되는데.
And there was about 10 or so brothers that were working together with us.
돈 있는 거 다 가져와.
I said, "Hey, pay up, bring up all your money."
10원짜리 동전만 그래 가지고 다 찾았어요.
And so then we brought out all the little cents and everything, and then we brought it out.
8천 얼마인데.
It was just around 8 something.
8만 원에서 몇 천 원이 빠졌어요.
And so then, out from the $80, we were just missing a few dollars.
그래, 간신히 맞춰가지고.
So we barely were able to come up with that money, and we brought it to him.
이사하는 날은 제가 이사는 싫었어요.
And so on the day that we moved, I didn't want to move.
형제도 이사 시켰어요.
I told the brothers, you guys can go ahead and move all the belongings.
성경 철자도 들고 전도를 갔어요.
And then that day I took my Bible and I went out to witness.
오후 내내 복음을 전했어요.
All afternoon I was preaching the gospel.
그래서 이제 막 가려고 하는데.
And then I was just about to leave.
지금 이사 좀 끝났겠다.
And so then I thought, oh, this might be the time when they're done with the moving.
막 전화기 오는 거예요.
And then all of a sudden there was a big storm.
주인집 아주머니가 전사님 지금 비가 오는데.
And so then that was when the lady of the store she said, "Oh, right now it's raining outside, minister."
죄송합니다만은 우리 집에 우산이 없습니다.
I'm sorry to say, but we don't have an umbrella in our house.
좀 이따 비 그치면 가면 안 되겠습니까?
Would it be okay if you can leave once the rain stops?
저는 그날 비를 맞고 싶었어요.
I actually wanted to be hit by the rain that day.
괜찮습니다.
I said it's okay.
예수님도 비 올 때 있었을 텐데.
There must have been times when Jesus was hit by the rain.
좀 맞고 싶습니다.
I want to be hit by the rain.
성경 절쳐봐 가지고 소매 품 안에 넣었어요.
So what I did was I took my Bible and then I put it inside of my coat.
그리고 비를 맞으면서 비를 맞으며 갔어요.
So then I was hit by the rain and then I went.
주님.
Said Lord,
주님이 세상에 계실 때,
during the time that you were on this earth,
집이 없었죠.
You didn't have a home.
낮에 말씀 전하시고,
you preached the word throughout the day.
밤에 감람산에 가서 주무셨죠.
And you went to the Mount of Olives to sleep.
주님,
Lord,
오늘처럼 비가 오는 날,
on a rainy day like today,
주님 어느 나무 밑에서 비를 피하셨습니까?
Which tree were you under to avoid the rain?
집 한 채 방은 없으신데.
You did not even have one room, nor a house.
어느 처마 밑에서 비를 피하셨습니까?
Which tent were you under to hide from the rain?
근데 나 같은 인간이 뭔데?
But truly, who am I, a person like me?
이런 집을 주십니까?
That you give me such a house like this.
주님 세상에 집 한 채 없었어요.
The Lord did not even have a single home.
제가 리처빌에 왔을 때, 이사 왔을 때.
When I moved over to the Richville area.
방이 네 개였어요.
There was four rooms.
무슨 생각이 딱 드냐면은.
And then what I thought was.
이 집을 예루살렘에 가지고 있었다면.
Oh, if I had this place in the time of Jerusalem.
작은 방 하나, 예수님이 쉬시고.
I would have the small room where Jesus he can rest by himself.
나머지 세 방에 제자 한 방에 네 명씩 자면 딱 맞겠더라고요.
And then the remaining three rooms, I would have the four disciples each in each room, and then it would be just right.
그리고 아침에 샤워하시고 머리 감으시고.
Jesus would be able to take a shower, wash his hair in the morning.
가슴 얼마나 좋았겠습니까?
And then if he went out throughout his day, how great would that have been.
주님은 33년 동안 세상에 계시면서.
However, as the Lord was on this earth for 33 years.
마지막 3년 동안 집 한 채 방 한 칸 없이 사신 거예요.
The last three years he lived without a room nor a house.
주님 당신 정말 감당산에 가시다가
Truly the Lord at the time as he would climb up to Mount of Olives.
밤에 주무시다 비가 왔을 때
And as in the middle of his sleep it would rain.
어느 나무 그늘에서 비를 피하셨습니까?
Which tree shade were you able to avoid the rain?
귀한 주님이 그 어려움을 겪으셨는데
And that precious Lord he went through so many difficulties.
나 같은 인간이 뭔데 나에게 이런 집을 주십니까?
But who is a person like me that you give me such a house like this?
주님 감사합니다.
Lord, thank you so much.
난 주님만을 위해 살겠습니다.
And I will live only for the Lord.
복음만을 위해 살겠습니다, 주님.
I will live only for the gospel, Lord.
지금까지 울며 왔어요.
And I cried and cried coming back home.
여러분, 제가 아까 정성 딸은 혈육으로 아버지와 딸이 됐지요.
Everyone, surely the daughter of the master, she became the daughter by blood.
저는 혈육이 아니라 마음으로 예수님과 하나가 됐습니다.
But me, not by blood, but by the heart, I became one heart with the heart of the Lord.
예수님을 믿기 위하여.
In order for me to believe the Lord.
예수님 마음에 모시기 위하여.
In order for Jesus to come into my heart.
내 마음 중심으로 내가 가진 모든 생각을 버렸습니다.
I threw away all of my thoughts from the bottom of my heart.
그 성경을 펴서 예수님의 마음을 보고.
And I began to look through the Bible to see the heart of Jesus.
그 마음을 내 마음에 받아들였습니다.
And I came to accept that heart into my heart.
부모는 결혼해서
Everyone as a parent they get married.
남편만이 결혼해서 아들의 딸을 내면 같은 혈육이라고 말하죠.
And so we say that when a man and woman they get married to one another and they have children that is the same bloodline.
아들이나 딸이 아버지의 피를 받아서 아버지 모양을 닮고 아버지를 닮는 겁니다.
Everyone as the son is born then he takes after the father he looks like the father
예수님하고 나하고 하나님하고 나하고는 혈육으로 되어진 게 아닙니다
but between me and God and me and Jesus we are not one by blood
내가 우리 아버지로부터 피를 타거나 아버지 혈육으로 아버지와 아들 사이가 됐는데
and so for my father I take after him because I was born of him and also I'm his bloodline
예수님과 나 사이는 혈육이 아닙니다
but between me and Jesus we do not follow that bloodline
남입니다
we are separate
근데 마음으로 영으로 하나가 되었습니다.
But through the heart and through the spirit we became one.
예수님 마음 안에 그 성령의 마음
the heart of the Holy Spirit that's inside of Jesus.
그 성령의 마음을 따라 예수 한 평생 사셨는데
that Jesus he lived following that Holy Spirit his entire life.
예수님 말씀을 믿고 받아들이고 성령을 받아들임으로 말미암아
as I came to receive the words of Jesus and the words of the Holy Spirit into my heart.
그런즉 누구든지 그리스도 안에 있으면 새로운 피조물이라.
Now therefore whosoever is inside of Christ Jesus he is a new creature.
이전 것은 지나갔으니 보라 새 것이 되었도다.
For the old things are past and the new has come.
그럼 내가 어떻게 예수부터 안에 들어온지 아십니까?
Everyone, do you know how I came inside of Jesus Christ?
예수님하고 내 마음은 달랐습니다.
Jesus and I, we had different hearts.
내가 가진 이 모든 마음을 다 내가 버리고 부인했습니다.
I threw away all of my heart and I denied everything of me.
내가 생각했던 거,
all the things which I thought about,
계획했던 거,
my plans,
사고했던 거,
my thinking,
모든 걸 벗어버리고,
I got rid of them.
성경 안에 있는 하나님의 말씀, 예수 그리스도의 마음을 내 마음 안에 모셨습니다.
And I greet and I welcome the heart of Jesus Christ and the word of the Bible into my heart.
히브리 10장 16절에
And when it says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 16
내 법을 저희 마음에 두고 저희 생각에 기록하리라
I will write my laws into their hearts and into their inward parts.
이 법은 율법만 가지고 일하는 이야기하는 게 아닙니다.
Everyone, this law is not just talking about a law.
여자들 김치 담는 법이 있고.
There is the law of women making kimchi.
여러분 밥을 하는 법이 있고.
There is a law of making rice.
여러분 정말 요리하는 법이 있고.
The law of cooking.
여러분 길 가는 법이 있고
The law of walking
운전하는 법이 있듯이
Just as how there's a law of driving
예수님이 살아오신 그 법이 있습니다
There is a law of which how Jesus lived his life
주님은 예수 살아온 그 법을 내 마음에 두신다고 했어.
That law of how Jesus lived his life, he said that he will place that inside of my heart.
예수 가진 그 생각을 내 마음의 생각에다가 기록한다고 했어.
He says that he will put his thoughts into my thoughts.
저는 내 생각대로 모든 계획을 세웠습니다.
Up until that point, I only planned according to my own ways.
처음엔 잘 이해를 못했지만,
in the beginning, I didn't understand well.
시간이 갈수록 내 속에 어떤 생각이 일어날 때,
however, after some times when I had thoughts inside of my heart,
믿음의 삶을 살면 점점 구분이 가는 것이
the more that I live the life of faith, I'm able to distinguish.
성경이 말한 그 마음 말하고
because the words of which the Bible says.
성경이 말한 그 법하고
and the words, the law of the, what the Bible
성경이
says.
성경이 말한 그 세계하고
the world of which the Bible talks about.
내 마음에서 현저하게 달랐습니다.
And the world of my heart was significantly different.
예수님의 마음을 예수님의 법을 받아들이게 됐습니다.
I came to accept the law and the heart of Jesus.
그날부터 내가 내 법으로 살 예수님의 마음으로 예수님의 법으로 살아.
Everyone, from that point on, I began to live according to the law of Jesus and not my law.
난 아버지나 내 아들은 현육으로 가족이 됐고 부모가 되고 자식이 됐어.
Whether it may be my father or my son, we all became a family. We all became father and son through the bloodline.
그런데 하나님 아버지는 혈육으로 하나님 아버지가 되고 내가 아들이 된 게 아니고.
However, with Father God, it's not that I became a son and also he became my father through bloodline.
놀라운 하나님의 영으로 우리는 하나가 됐어.
But amazingly, by the Spirit of God, we became one.
그 하나님의 영이 내 마음 속에서 새로운 마음을 만들어갔습니다.
Everyone, that heart of God began to create a new heart inside of me.
그 새 마음을 가지고 성경을 볼 때 보는 눈이 달라지기 시작했습니다.
And then with that new heart, I began to look at the Bible in a different way.
그 눈으로 가지고 세상을 세상 사는 방법이 달라졌습니다.
And then I began to live my entire life in the world with that different heart.
얼마나 놀라운지 말로 다 할 수가 없습니다.
And I cannot say all in words how amazing that is.
오늘 제 우리는 눈먼 소경에 대한 이야기를 했습니다.
Everyone, today we read about the blind man from birth.
눈먼 소경이 날 때부터 소경이었습니다.
So this blind man, he was blind from birth.
제자들이 말했습니다.
So the disciples said,
저 소경이 왜 소경으로 태어났지?
Why was that blind man born blind?
부모가 죄를 지은 것인가? 자신이 죄를 지은 것인가?
Was it the parents' sin or was it that he sinned?
제자들 변론이 됐어요.
And so then they began to have an argument.
부모 죄일 거야.
Oh, it must be the parents' sin.
자기가 뱃속에서 나왔는데 뱃속 무슨 죄를 지었어?
He came out of the womb, so there's no way that he committed sin inside the womb.
부모가 죄를 지은 부모가 소경인데 왜 저 아들이 소경을 돼?
So then if the parents committed sin, then it should be the parents who are blind.
아니, 잘 모르지만 자기 아들 죄 때문에 그럴 거야.
No, I'm pretty sure that it's because of the Son.
제자들이 예수님께 물었습니다.
And that's when the disciples asked Jesus.
이 사람이 소경으로 낸 거 자기 죄입니까 부모 죄입니까?
Master, who did sin, this man or the parents that he was born blind?
예수 놀라운 말씀을 했습니다.
Jesus said something amazing.
그 자신이나 부모가 죄를 범한 것이 아니라.
Neither had this man sinned nor his parents.
그에게서 하나님의 하신 일을 나타내고자 하십니다.
But that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
그리고 이제 진흙을 이겨가지고
and then he made clay out of spit
소경의 눈에다가 발라줬어.
And then he put it upon the eyes of the blind man.
실로암 못에가 씻으라 그래.
And he says, go over to the pool of Siloam and wash.
이 소경은
this blind man
나면서도 소경이 한 번도 본 적이 없어요.
He was born blind, so there's not a single time in which he's ever seen anything.
태양이 밝다는데 밝은 게 뭔지.
They say that the sun is bright, but what does it mean to be bright?
장미꽃이 예쁜데 예쁜 게 뭔지.
They say that the roses are pretty, but what is that pretty?
나무가 푸른 푸른 게 뭔지.
They say that the trees are so green, but what is that green?
엄마 얼굴이 곱다는 고운 게 뭔지.
They say that the mother's face is so soft, but what is that?
이해가 안 가는 거예요.
He couldn't understand.
한 번은 소경으로 태어난 아이가 있었습니다.
One day there was a child who was born blind.
아침 먹은 만수야 놀자.
And so then they said after breakfast, "Hey, Mansu, let's go play."
놀았습니다.
And then they played.
다른 아이들 뛰면 지도 뛰고.
And so when the other kids ran, they ran.
노래 부르면 자기 노래 부르고.
And then when the other kids would sing, he would sing.
얘는 소경인데.
He was blind.
다 자기와 같은 줄 알았어.
But he thought that everybody was like him.
다 자기 같은 줄 알았어.
He thought everybody was like him.
근데 어느 날 그날도 놀러 가서 만수야 놀자 그랬어요.
But even that day he said, "Hey, Mansu, let's go play."
만수 없다.
They said, "There's no Mansu here."
어디 갔어요?
Where is he?
학교 갔다.
He went to school.
학교 갔어요.
School.
오후에 만수 왔어요.
And then the afternoon, Mansu came.
야, 만수, 너 학교에 나 안 데리고 혼자 갔어.
Hey, Mansu, why did you go to school and you left without me?
너는 학교 가면 안 돼.
You can't go to school.
왜?
Why?
넌 소경이라 앞을 못 봐.
Because you're blind, you can't see what's in front of you.
내가 못 봐.
I can't see.
넌 못 봐.
Yeah, you cannot see.
보는 게 뭔데?
What does it mean to see?
집에 왔습니다.
And then he came back home.
엄마, 보는 게 뭐야?
Mom, what does it mean to see?
나는 만수는 본 나는 못 보는 내가 못 보는 게 뭐야?
Mansu says that he can see, but I cannot see. What does that mean?
이해가 안 가는 거예요.
He didn't understand.
그날부터 그냥 뭘 알았어요.
And from that day, he realized something.
다른 사람하고 다르구나.
He realized that he was different from others.
저는 다른 똑같은 줄 알았어요.
He thought that he was just like everybody else.
남이 노래 부르고 같이 노래 부르고,
when he sang,
놀면
he sang with
같이
others,
놀고,
he would play with
뛰면
others.
같이 뛰고.
When they ran, they ran.
근데 그날부터 뭐라 나는 다른 사람 달라.
But from that day, he realized that I'm different from others.
나는 뭘 본다 난 보지를 못해.
Others say that they see, but I cannot see.
보는 게 뭐야, 엄마?
Mom, what does it mean to see?
보는 게 뭐야?
What does it mean to see?
이해를 못하는.
He could not understand.
이해를 못하는.
He could not understand.
소경은 그런 것이 날 때부터는 소경입니다.
And so this is what it means to be born blind.
이제 이 소경은 날 때부터 소경인데.
And when this man he was born blind.
예수님께서 진흙을 이겨 눈에 발라줬어요.
And so then Jesus he made the clay and he put it right on his eyes.
그리고 하는 말이 실로암 모세가 씻어라.
And then he says, go and wash at the pool of Siloam.
참 소경이 좋은 것은.
And so good thing about the blind man.
아직까지 살아오면서.
Is that up until now?
자기 결정으로 결정한 게 하나도 없어요.
There's not a single decision that he made upon himself.
실로암을 가야 하는데.
So he has to go to Pillar of Siloam.
자기는 어디로 가야 할지 몰라요.
He doesn't know where to go.
실로암 못 가는 것만 아는 거래요.
He doesn't know
not just 그래요.
Not just with Siloam, but everything
자기
else.
자기 자신을 믿을 수 없는 거예요.
He cannot trust in himself.
그래서 이제 실로암을 가 물어봐야 하는데.
And that's why he has to ask around to get a pool of Siloam.
좋은 사람 만나면 그래 가세요.
And then when he meets a good person, he says, "Oh, go like this and like that, and you can get there."
어떤 사람 엉뚱한 길을 가르쳐 줘도.
But if let's say another person guides him in the wrong way.
그는 소경이 때문에 엉뚱한 길로 갈 수밖에.
But because he's blind, he has no choice but to go the wrong way.
다른 길을 가 다른 길로 갈 수도 밖에 없고.
If they guide them in the wrong way, he can go the wrong way.
자기가 결정할 만한 사건은 없어요. 본 적이 없고 아는 게 없으니까.
Because he's never seen, he doesn't know anything. That's why there is no way for him to be able to guide himself in the right direction.
그래서 예수님을 만났습니다.
But then that's when he met with Jesus.
눈에 진흙을 바르셨습니다.
Jesus, he put the clay upon his eyes.
실로암 모세가 씻어라.
Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.
어떻게 해야지요?
What does he need to do?
자기가 실로암 어딘지 몰라요.
He doesn't know where Pool of Siloam is.
그때 묵히시아 실로암이 어딥니까?
That's when he started asking, where's the Pool of Siloam? How far is it?
길이 뭐 개울이 없어요.
Are there any creeks along the way?
잘못된 데가 없어요.
Are there any wrong ways?
이제 이 소경은 자기가 보고 판단할 수가 없으니까.
And because this blind man, he's unable to decide and make decisions on his own.
다른 사람의 이야기를 옳은 이야기도 들을 수밖에 없고 틀린 이야기도 들을 수밖에 없으니까.
And because he has no choice but to listen to whatever is right and whatever is wrong.
다른 사람하고 달랐습니다.
He was different from everybody else.
다른 사람은 자기가 보고 느끼고 판단해서 결정하는.
Everybody else, they see, they feel, they decide.
그러나 이 소경은 판단할 만한 능력이 없습니다.
However, this blind man, he has no power to decide.
어느 길이 좋은지,
he doesn't know which way
가야 하는지, 뭘 해야 판단할 수가 없으니까.
He cannot decide for himself.
잘못 가르쳐도 그를 따라갈 수밖에.
Therefore, even if they guide him in the wrong way, he has no choice.
잘 가르쳐도 따라갈 수밖에 없었어.
If they guide him in the wrong right way, then he can go there.
그분 예수님이 하신 이야기를 들었습니다.
He heard the word of Jesus.
예, 내가 실로암 모세 가야 돼요.
Oh, now I have to go to the pool of Siloam.
그래서 씻어야 돼요.
I need to wash there.
예, 가겠습니다.
Yes, I'll go there.
실로암이 어디세요?
Where is the pool of Siloam?
이만하면 돼요.
Do I need to go this way?
얼마나 가면 돼요?
How far do I need to go?
언덕이 없어요.
Are there any hills?
실로암 목까지 왔습니다.
He came near the pool of Siloam.
실로암이 여기예요.
This is where Siloam is.
어, 여기 맞아요.
Yes, this is where it is.
그럼 내려가는데 그 언덕 미끄럽지 않아요?
And so then there's that slide. Is there any slide? Is it slippery going down that slide?
저는요 소경 부부가 살다가.
So then there was a blind couple that lived with one another.
아내를 의심하면 진짜 큰 문제예요.
If he starts doubting his wife, then there's a big problem.
눈을 뜬 사람은.
The person who has his eyes open,
아내 의심스러울 때,
when he doubts his wife,
볼 수가 있고 확인할 수가 있는.
He can check and he can see for himself.
소경들이 아내가 의심스러우면.
But let's say the blind man is doubtful of his wife.
의심스러움이 꽉 찬 방법이 없어요.
So if he's filled with this doubt, then there's no way around it.
소경 사는 것도 정말 쉽지 않아.
And that's why for a blind man to live with one another, it's really not easy.
그러나 소경이 좋은 예수님을 만났을 때는.
But when that blind man was able to meet with the good Jesus.
사람은 자기 길이 있었지만.
Everybody had their own ways.
소경은 자기 길이 없는 거예요.
But the blind man had no way.
그래서 실람으로 간 거예요.
That's why he went to the pool of Siloam.
여기 실람이 얼마나 멀어요?
How far is the pool of Siloam from here?
여기 뭐 언덕 같은 건 없어요.
Are there any hills here?
개울 같은 거 없어요.
Are there any creeks here?
고마워요.
Oh, thank you.
가보겠습니다.
I'll continue going.
실람까지 왔어요.
He came all the way to the pool of Siloam.
다른 사람 나 가기 싫어요.
Everybody else would say, I don't want to go there.
나 안 갈래요.
I don't want to go there.
그 시선은 뭐 어째 되는데요?
So what's going to happen if I wash there?
소경은 그러지 않았어요.
That's not what the blind man did.
자기가 결정을 못 하니까.
Because he cannot make his own decisions.
예수님 말씀을 들었습니다.
He heard the word of Jesus.
실람으로 갔습니다.
He went to the pool of Siloam.
조심 터듬터듬 하면서.
He carefully stumbled his way through, crawling.
그러니까.
And then.
물에 손이 닿았어요.
He was able to finally touch some water.
와서 조심스럽게 앉아서.
Very carefully he sat down. And he took the water and started washing his face.
한 번 하고.
One time, two times,
세 번 하는데.
Three times.
이상한 형상이 났다.
And all of a sudden, a strange reaction.
물이 비치기 보이기 시작했어요.
All of a sudden, he started seeing light in this pool.
속에서.
All of a sudden, in this moving pool,
어떤 얼굴이 나타났어요.
There was a face there.
이러면 어 이러고 이러면 이러고. When he 나 따라 움직이네.
When he did like this and like that, following, oh, it's following me.
처음으로 자기 얼굴을 보는.
And for the first time, he saw his face.
내가 이렇게 생겼구나.
Oh, this is how I look.
내가 이런 인간이구나.
This is the kind of person I am.
내가 이런 인간이구나.
This is the kind of person I am.
예수님 발견하.
That's when he discovered Jesus.
이제 어떻게 해야 되죠?
And so, what does he need to do?
예수님께 갔어요.
He went back to Jesus.
제가 씻고 밝은 눈으로 돌아왔.
It says that he washed and came seeing.
이게 해라는 것이구나.
Oh, this is what the sun is.
엄마.
Mom.
엄마야.
Mom.
너 어떻게 눈을 떴어?
How were you able to open your eyes?
예수란 나는 뭐 이 실람 신들에게서 엄마.
There was a man named Jesus. Man named Jesus. He's saying, go and wash the pool of Siloam.
세상이 새로워지죠.
And so the world became so new.
제가 처음 예수 믿고 죄 사함을 받았을 때,
when I first believed Jesus and received the forgiveness of sins,
세상이 다르게 보였어요.
I saw the world differently.
지금까지 살던 세상은 너무 달랐어요.
And it was so different from the world that I had lived until now.
세상이 이렇구나.
Oh, this is how the world is.
하늘이란 거예요.
That's the sky.
많은 걸 볼 수가 있어요.
And I was able to see so many things.
그 중심에 하나님이 계셨습니다.
At the center of it all was God.
그리고 성경을 읽고 읽고 읽으면서
And then as I read the Bible over and over and over again
내가 했던 모든 생각을 버리고
I threw away all of my thoughts
하나님 말씀을 따라서
And then I followed the word of Jesus
실로암에 갈 때
And when I went to the pool of Siloam
하나님 말씀을 따라 그 방향을 따라 갖고 묻고 묻고 가듯이
He followed the directions asking, asking, asking his way there
성경도 하나님의 길을 알았습니다
And that's how I was able to discover the pathway in the Bible.
사실 복음 전도자로 드리려 하나님께 드렸습니다.
And I decided to give myself as a gospel preacher before God.
어려움도 많았고.
There were a lot of difficulties.
대적도 많았지만.
There was a lot of opposition.
항상 하나님 저와 같이 하셨습니다.
However, God was always with me.
그리고 이런 복음을 전할 수 있어 너무 놀랍습니다.
And it's so amazing that I could be preaching this gospel.
여러분 저는 이번에 이런 방송을 통해서 말씀을 전하면서
Everyone, as I was able to preach this word through this broadcast
8억이나 되는 사람 이 말씀을 듣고 믿어지지가 않았어요
The fact that 800 million people were listening to this really, I cannot believe it
저녁에 돌아가면 그분들 글 쓴 게 쫙 있는데
And after I go home, after the day is over I could see all the comments that they post up
돈으로 따지면 어마어마한 천문학적인 돈이 들어야 할 텐데.
Everyone, for us to be able to count it in money, truly, it's astronomical.
하나님은 이런 허락이 너무 감사해요.
However, I'm so thankful to God that He gave us this opportunity.
더 놀라운 것은.
More amazingly.
죄 사함을 받고.
Is that I received the forgiveness of sins.
거듭난 성도들의 간증을 많이 읽었어요.
And then I'm able to read the testimonies of brothers and sisters who are saved.
이번에 하나님 앞에 정말 감격했습니다.
This time around, I was truly touched before God.
이거 나이 많고 늙었는데.
And I'm very old, actually.
죽을 나이가 돼가는데.
I'm nearing the time of my death.
내가 뭔데 이런 귀한 은혜를 주십니까?
But truly, who am I that you bestow such amazing grace?
이번에는 기독교 신문도 다 내 기사를 냈더라고.
And this time around, I saw that all the Christian newspapers they put out my article.
모든 신문 내 기사를 쓰고.
All of the newspapers they put out my article.
러시아 TVN 방송과 인터뷰를 했습니다.
Today we had an interview with TVN from Russia.
방송에서 요청해서요.
They actually requested for this interview.
방송 시간이 30분인데.
It was 30 minutes.
45분을 방송을 했어요.
And then I did the broadcast for 45 minutes.
아, 정말 감사했어요.
Actually, I was very thankful.
그분이 말씀을 할 수 충분한 시간을 줬어요.
And he gave that person gave me so much time for me to be able to speak.
내가 제 삶에 대한 이야기를 했어요.
I talked about the forgiveness of sins.
어떻게 제 삶 받는지.
How I was able to receive forgiveness of sins.
이제 우리가 지금까지 우리 생각을 버리고.
Until now, for us to throw away our own thoughts.
하나님의 말씀을 받아들이면.
If we accept the word of God,
여러분 하나님과 같은 마음이 됩니다.
Then everyone, you and God become one heart.
그래서 이제 부모하고 자식하고 한 혈통이 되듯이.
Just as how a parent and a child they become same bloodline.
하나님과 우리가 하나가 되면,
we become one with God.
내 생에 어려움도 많고 문제도 많았는데.
There were a lot of problems and difficulties inside of my life.
한 번도 하나님 외면하지 않고 그때마다 도우시고 역사하셔서.
But now once as God turned His back against me, He's always helped me.
오늘같이 기쁨으로. 복음을 전할 수가 있었습니다.
This is how I'm able to preach the gospel with joy until today.
저 같은 인간 정말 죄 속에 사는 인간 구원하시고.
Truly, He saved a person like me that was living in sin.
복음을 전할 수 있게 해주셔서 감사하고.
And I'm so thankful that He allowed me to live in the gospel.
소경이 아니었더라면.
Really, if it wasn't for that blind man.
자기 의견을 많이 나타냈을 텐데.
You know, I would be able to express a lot.
소경 자기 의견 조금도 나타내지 않았습니다.
Really, because he was a blind man, he was not able to put out his own opinion.
예수님 말씀 그대로 믿었습니다.
He believed the word of Jesus exactly as it was.
그대로 처음 찾아가는 실로암에 찾아갔고.
And he went to the pool of Siloam for the first time.
그 실로암 못에 얼굴을 씻었습니다.
And then he washed his face there at the pool of Siloam.
물 그림자 비친 자기 얼굴을 봤습니다.
He was able to see the shadow of his face right reflected upon the water.
이게 뭐야?
What is this?
어, 내가 언니 같이 따라 움직이네.
Oh, he follows me.
이게 나구나.
Oh, this is me.
내가 이렇게 생겼구나.
This is how I look.
처음 자기를 발견하.
This was the first time he realized himself. And he saw his mom. And such amazing things happened. And he was able to converse with many people. Many people said that Jesus was sinners. Many people ridiculed Jesus. But this blind man did not hear those words. The Jesus that opened his eyes. And while he was talking to Jesus, there were the Jews that came. However, the Jews, they could not defeat the blind man. Because now he has the wisdom of Jesus.
예수의 능력이 있고,
He has the power of Jesus.
예수의 사랑이 여러분 속에 있습니다.
And the love of Jesus is inside of your heart.
이 말씀을 마음으로 믿은 사람들은,
Those who believe this word into their heart,
이젠 다시 옛날 내가 아닙니다.
You are no longer the you of the old.
누구든지 그리스도 예수 안에 있으면 새로운 피조물이라.
Whosoever is inside of Christ Jesus, he is a new creature.
이전 것은 지나갔으니 보라 새 것이 되었도다.
The new old things have passed, and the new has come.
내 얼굴, 내 손, 내 발 꼭 난데.
Everyone, my hands, my feet, everything about me is me.
마음은 내 마음이 아닌 예수님 마음으로 바뀌었습니다.
But it is no longer me in my heart, but it's now Jesus.
내 생각 믿지 않아요 예수님을 믿었습니다.
I no longer trust in my own thoughts, but I believe the word of Jesus.
예수님 마음이 내 안에 와서 일하는 동안에.
And as Jesus was working in my heart,
내가 달라지기 시작했고.
I started to change.
행복하기 시작.
I became happy.
예수님 역사하기 시작했어.
Jesus began working.
그래서 참으로 예수님 말씀을
And truly, the people that sincerely listen and believe with their hearts,
네, 말씀 듣고 죄 사함을 받은 사람들은,
the people who heard the word and receive the forgiveness of sins,
행복하려고 할 필요가 없습니다.
They don't need to try to be happy.
그리스도와 같은 마음을 갖기 때문에,
because they have the heart just like Christ,
희망이 넘치고,
they're overflowing with joy.
복된 사람이 됩니다.
And that's how they're able to be blessed people.
저는 이런 사실을 증거하는 제가 돼서 너무 감사하고.
Everyone, I'm so thankful that I could be testifying about this.
이번 한 주간 말씀을 들은 여러분 모두에게.
And for all of you who have been listening to these words for this
week, 여러분의 생각이 이끌리지 아니고 예수님의 영에 막 이끌림 받는 때 사람이 돼서.
I truly ask that you will no longer be led by your thoughts, but be led by the word of God.
예수님을 증거하고.
That you testify of Jesus.
하나님께 영광 돌리게 되길 바랍니다.
And I ask that you would glorify Him.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
그루하신 하나님 아버지 감사합니다.
Our Holy Father God, we thank you.
한 주간 또 놀라운 예수님이 우리 하신 일을 이야기했습니다.
Truly, we talked about the amazing work that Jesus did for us.
예수님, 우리가 우리 생각으로 살던 옛날 삶은 너무 더럽고 추하기 때문에.
Lord, the life that we used to live, it was so dirty and filthy.
우리 생각, 우리 판단을 버리고 예수님의 말씀을 따라 예수의 마음으로 사는 자들이 되었습니다.
Truly, now allow we become people that follow the heart and also the judgment of Jesus from now on.
예수와부터는 우리 마음이 아닌 예수의 마음이 우리 안에 살아서. 우리 끌어 주옵소서.
Help us to no longer have our hearts lead us, but now we follow the guide of Jesus.
그리고 하나님을 기뻐게 하고 많은 사람을 구원을 이끄는 귀한 일을 할 수도 도와주시옵소서.
And lead us, Lord, so that we're able to live the life of pleasing the Lord and also saving many people.
하나님은 전 세계 수많은 사람에게 말씀이 전해졌는데.
Truly, this word was preached upon to many people all across the world.
이 말씀들은 모두가 하나님의 귀한 자녀가 되어 하나님을 기뻐게 하고. 복받는 삶을 살게 해주옵소서.
And we truly ask that for all those who are listening that they're able to receive Jesus and live a blessed life through Jesus.
우리가 남은 생에 사는 무슨 일을 만나든지 하나님 도우시고 축복해 주시기를 바랍니다.
No matter what we may encounter throughout our lives, we ask that we are able to have Jesus inside of our lives and live blessedly through Jesus.
아버지, 우리 죄를 사해 준 주님께 감사합니다.
Once again, we thank Jesus who washed away our sins.
우리가 죄 사함 받고 하나님의 자녀가 된 걸 감사합니다.
We are thankful that we have received the forgiveness of sins and become the children of God.
그 모든 축복이 이 복음을 전한 사람과 복음 받는 사람에게 넘치기를 빕니다.
We ask that the great blessings of God may overflow in all the people.
주 예수의 이름으로 기도드립니다.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
여러분 감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.